Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast, a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message series. This is episode number 54. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you from a biblical perspective the means by which we can combat and overcome the sin of gluttony and its outcome of obesity and diseases and sicknesses such as diabetes and all of its complications. And it is very fitting that we do this podcast on today, the second Sunday of the new year. For as always, around the 10th of the month of January, we commence our 40-day Daniel fast, and that will start tomorrow night, Monday night, January the 11th at 12 midnight. And the Daniel fast is vegetable based and no pleasurable foods that we love so much, and that I hope that you enjoyed a little bit during Thanksgiving and Christmas, as we have. But it's time to get our systems cleaned out, and most importantly, to get our spirits cleaned up and get our hearts right with the Lord. And this year we're going to do the Daniel fast with a twist. It goes something like this. We're going to use intermittent fasting. That is, have a shake in the morning and then have a nice, hefty Daniel fast meal. I do not recommend this for children or young people. And then in the evening, have a shake as well. And this will be a benefit to you spiritually, mentally, and physically if you can do it. Check with your doctor if you have some issues, health issues. But this, just make sure now, the doctor says there's an issue. Don't you make up stuff, such as I'm diabetic, I can't do that, and stuff like that. You can if you wanted to. And it would probably expedite your healing as well. Beloved, our passage from the Word of God, the Holy Bible today, is Proverbs chapter 23, verses 19 through 21, which reads, "Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe the man with rags." Now, let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news. According to Health Day, stress eating is nothing new, and 2020 was a year filled with angst for a lot of people. But researchers at the University of Southern California, Los Angeles, wondered, are college-age people overeating too? according to their new study, the answer is yes. The scientists used data from an ongoing study that included participants' weight in October 2018 and 2019, then again in May and July 2020. The researchers found that nearly half of the 1,820 students who were surveyed were using food to cope with the plague pandemic. Study author Tyler Mason said, "I think for many it is a coping mechanism to deal with negative feelings, social isolation, also coping with boredom. In our study, we found that women were more likely to engage in these behaviors, and we also found that people who had previously had higher depression were more likely to engage in these coping behaviors." The study participants completed a checklist of coping mechanism behaviors that included eating more food than usual and eating high fat or sugary foods. About 48 of the study participants reported one or more unhealthy eating behaviors. The use of food to cope with the plague pandemic was also associated with weight gain, especially for young adults with a higher starting weight. This could have a long-term impact on their weight trajectories, the researchers noted. Beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal, by Mike Anderson. This section is titled Essential Dietary Guidelines, Part 3. Ground flaxseed. A teaspoon of ground flaxseed should be a part of your daily diet. Flaxseed is not only the single best source of fiber in the world, but it has been proven to be very effective in fighting breast cancer and presumably other hormone-based cancers such as prostate cancer. In one study, women eating flaxseed muffins every day proved that flaxseed was just as effective as tamoxifen in shrinking cancer tumors and without the side effects of an extremely toxic drug. Pardon me. You can purchase a flaxseed grinder. Coffee grinders work just as well, and store the ground seed in the refrigerator for up to 2 weeks. Any excess ground seed should be stored in the freezer to prevent the essential fatty acid omega-3s from becoming rancid. Sprinkle it over anything and everything, from fruits to salads and oatmeal or any other dish. Avoid flaxseed oil, as it's a refined product and part of the restricted vegetable oil group in the RAVE diet. Snacking in between meals is not bad in and of itself. It all depends on what you are snacking on. Avoid packaged snack foods like the plague. Always eat whole plant foods such as fruit or vegetables. Fruits are the best snack. I repeat, fruits are the best snack. The high concentration of water and fiber makes them very filling. If you are at work, bring an extra large helping of lunch and snack on that. Beverages. Pure water should always be your beverage of choice. Any beverage containing any kind of sweetener is off limits. Any beverage containing a stimulant, such as caffeine, should be avoided as well. Stimulants give you an artificial high because when you come down from them, you're at a lower point than you would have been without having taken them in the first place. The reason you need that second cup of coffee, fruit juice, and this is the reason you need that second cup of coffee, fruit juices are fine so long as they are unsweetened and contain the fiber or pulp from the whole fruit. There are no specific rules about fluid intake, except that you should drink as much water as you're comfortable with. If you're trying to lose weight, see the next section, Accelerating Weight Loss, for additional guidelines on water consumption. Avoid sports drinks and any drink that carries a health label with it. You're simply wasting your money. Alcohol should be avoided as much as possible. For cancer patients, drinking alcohol is particularly dangerous, not only because of the high sugar content, which feeds cancer cells, but because it fuels the production of a growth factor that helps create new blood vessels inside tumors called angiogenesis, which will carry more fuel, glucose, to tumor cells. What about eating out? Ethnic restaurants usually have the best food choices, but in any restaurant, just order whatever's on the menu. But ask them to leave out the bad stuff by following the RAVE diet rules. Simply say you don't eat meat and dairy and ask them to prepare a vegetable plate for you. You can request they not cook it in oil, but American chefs simply don't know how to do that. Steamed vegetables are the best, and most restaurants can do this. Look at what they are offering as side dishes and ask that they make a special plate of side dishes for you. Stay away from restaurant pasta. Whole wheat pasta is rare in restaurants, and they all cook pasta with oil. If you're at a steakhouse, go for the baked potato and vegetable side dishes, or head straight for the salad bar. When eating at a sushi bar, just order the vegetarian sushi. If it's not on the menu, just request it. Ask for balsamic vinaigrette to dip your bread in instead of oil. Better yet, ask for a plate of vegetables instead of bread, because all restaurant bread is refined. Dip the vegetables in balsamic vinaigrette. And during holiday gatherings with family and friends, eat before you get there to curb your appetite so that you will not eat too much. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for our time together. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to obey the good rules of how we should eat in this day and time, so that we can stay fit for your use until you come, until you call us home. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Now, my beloved, in this series, as we focus on overcoming the sin of gluttony and managing our bodies as God intended, we must not lose sight of the most important part of our existence, our spiritual life. Even those of you who are fit, who eat right, and who exercise regularly, must still address the condition of your soul. You may keep your body in perfect condition till the day you die, but you will still die. We all will. And the only thing that will matter in in this world is the condition of your soul. And so I ask you today, is your soul in shape? Is your soul in right standing with God? The only way to make sure of that is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin and the consequences of sin. He alone can save your soul, put you in right standing with God, and ensure that you do not perish in hell. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, here is how you can trust Him today. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful, people too afraid to get saved because of what their friends and their family members might say, and unbelieving, those who claim to be agnostics and atheists, and the abominable, cruel and mean and nasty people who do abominable things, abominations, and murderers, people who kill others, and whoremongers, people who have sex outside of the bonds of marriage, and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, that is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. In fact, he suffered, bled, and died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I realize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins by your grace and by your help. Help me to repent of my sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and with your help, I will follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life forever today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. A dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you. Real good is my prayer.